From Tidbits on July 18th, 2011, this is Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, written by Tidbits staff. Aperture 3.1.3. Apple has released Aperture 3.1.3, a minor update to its professional image management software. The new release introduces a number of small enhancements, particularly in the handling of accented letters in Korean, Japanese, and Chinese scripts. Aperture is now also better at syncing albums to the web and exporting slideshows, in addition to offering users more flexibility with enabling and disabling gestures. Rounding up the update are several bug fixes, which include correcting an issue that could cause a blank sheet to be displayed when placing a book or print order, addressing an issue that was preventing metadata presets from being applied correctly to imported audio files, and making the library repair and rebuild functions more reliable. Apple recommends the update for all users of Aperture 3. iDVD 7.1.2. Remember iDVD? iLife's DVD authoring software hasn't seen much action of late, but Apple has now released iDVD 7.1.2. The minor update addresses a number of performance issues and minor bugs, including a problem that could prevent files from relinking and performance issues when searching for missing files. In addition, the new version of iDVD includes code that improves the reliability of imported iPhone 11 slideshows. iWeb 3.0.4. Apple's iWeb may be going the way of the dodo, or extrapolating from the fact that it hasn't seen a major upgrade in years, along with the loss of mobile-based hosting. But planned obsolescence hasn't stopped the company from posting the occasional update to iLife's web publishing tool. Case in point, the fine folks from Cupertino have just released version 3.0.4, which, while not introducing any new features, quote, improves overall stability and addresses a number of minor issues, unquote. Snaps Pro 10 2.3.1. Ambrosia Software has released Snaps Pro 10 2.3.1, an update to the screenshot utility near and dear to the hearts of authors everywhere. Most notably, the update provides the necessary compatibility with macOS 10 Lion. Earlier versions didn't work well on Lion. But there are also improvements to H.264 color management and handling of mono audio devices, along with a few other minor bug fixes. DevonThink and DevonNote 2.2. Devon Technologies has released updates for all editions of its information management applications, DevonThink and DevonNote. Version 2.2 of both apps focuses primarily on bringing the software up to date with macOS 10 Lion and adding support for the latter's new full-screen mode. The software now supports the new Sparrow email client in addition to Apple Mail and provides improved export to HTML features. In other changes, the dock icon of both apps supports a progress indicator for long tasks, and the handling of keyboard shortcut keys like Tab, Return, and Enter has been refined. GarageBand 11 6.0.4. Apple has pushed out GarageBand 6.0.4, introducing a few minor changes in addition to the usual overall stability and performance fixes. Of note, GarageBand's lesson store has been changed to fix an issue that was preventing lesson downloads from completing properly. On a more practical note, the update also addresses a bug that caused some tempo-based effects to fall out of sync with the main song, as well as a problem with Magic GarageBand projects not opening properly in the tracks view. iPhoto 11 9.1.5. Apple has released iPhoto 9.1.5, a minor update to its consumer photo management software that addresses several issues. These include the way the date range of an event is displayed after the adjust time and date command has been executed, the fact that some Ken Burns effect transitions may not play in a saved classic slideshow, and a trio of issues with scrolling, deleting, selecting, and cropping pictures. Type It For Me 5.2. Keeping the competition in the text expansion world going, Ettore Software has now released Type It For Me 5.2, adding compatibility with macOS 10 Lion. Also new in version 5.2 are the capability to issue a shift-tab keystroke combination and a date-time math function that can have a date abbreviation expand to a date or time in the future or past. Sandvox 2.1. With Apple's phase-out of MobileMe driving another nail in iWeb's coffin, iWeb users might be particularly interested to check out Corellia's Sandvox SA 2.1 for creating and maintaining websites. Sandvox 2.1 adds compatibility with macOS 10 Lion, adds a clear styles command that makes migrating content from other systems easier, and a block quote object. Other changes include performance enhancements and bug fixes. Through July 31st, 2011, Sandvox is available at 25% off for iWeb users with the coupon code iWebGraduate, and Corellia also offers a transition guide for anyone switching from iWeb to Sandvox. iBank 4.2.4. IGG Software has released version 4.2.4 of iBank, its money management software. At a time when many are lamenting the impending loss of Quicken due to the disappearance of Rosetta, IGG has confirmed that iBank is lion ready with this release. With the major iBank 4.0 release and subsequent minor updates, iBank gained the capability to import directly from Quicken and Microsoft Money, introduced new budgeting and investment tracking tools, and added transaction templates and more reports, in addition to many bug fixes and performance enhancements. Firefox 5.0.1, the latest Mac-only update to Mozilla's open-source web browser, Firefox 5.0.1, brings only two changes, but they're important. First is a workaround for a crash that could occur in the forthcoming Mac OS X Lion when using downloadable fonts. Since downloadable fonts are quite common on the web, Firefox 5.0 users would have seen significant numbers of crashes after upgrading to Lion. Second, Apple's update to Java in Mac OS X 10.5 Leopard broke the Java plugin in Firefox. Version 5.0.1 enables Firefox to load the Java plugin in Leopard once again. BusyCal 1.5.4. BusyMac has released BusyCal 1.5.4, an update to its calendaring app. The latest release focuses primarily on compatibility with Apple's upcoming Mac OS X Lion, including the latter's full screen mode, trackpad gestures, dual scroll bar schemes, and yearless birthday reminders. In addition, BusyCal now supports interaction with the fantastical calendaring app and provides better interaction with Google Calendar and other web dev servers. Several fixes and improvements round out the update. Transmit 4.1.6. New from Panic is Transmit 4.1.6, a minor update to the company's popular file transfer software. The new release improves compatibility with Mac OS X Lion, adds support for Amazon Web Services' new Tokyo region, and makes importing bookmarks from competing app CyberDuck easier. Panic has also fixed the way the app reads dates from SaberDev servers and improved Unicode file name support with download syncing. Skype 5.2. Although the basic interface unfortunately remains the same, Skype has released Skype 5.2. This latest release of the Internet Telephony software introduces a new view that enables you to see and control video calls even when you switch away from the Skype app. Skype Premium subscribers can also share screens with a group rather than just to one-to-one. The company has added support for the HD cameras that come built into newer Macs, as well as Logitech's B910 HD camera. A number of unspecified bug fixes round out the release, although several known issues remain, including a crash when changing your password, problems starting screen sharing when the remote party does not send video, and no keyboard support for dialing when using Mac OS X 10.5 Leopard. Also, although Skype 5 features automatic updates, for at least one of us, the automatic update failed, forcing a manual download and install. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Dolly Drive, Econ Technologies, and Global Delight. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Anks, and thanks for listening.